Let's do it, party people. Let's get into it. Happy 2025 once again. I think I'm getting used to 2025. I've only missed the year a couple of times so far, David. We got a full studio today, folks. We got the whole gang, the Yanni, Donnie, Full Price, Courtney, and D. Avid Goss, world-class buyer specialist right here in the DFNW. All right, folks, we're talking residential real estate all across DFW today. Let us know if you got questions. It is, we're looking right down the barrel of Inauguration Day, of Martin Luther King Day, of kids getting yet another day off of school. I mean, come on.
11 a.m. Mavs basketball, too.
No. On MLK Day.
Yeah.
Listen, sorry, David, you were muted there. Go ahead and support your Mavs.
I love it. Mavs on MLK Day. Big game.
11 a.m.
Lots to celebrate. Some people aren't quite as celebratory about Inauguration Day this year, but we're going to talk about it from the perspective of Dallas-Fort Worth residential real estate. And we're going to dig into all sorts of what is going on in DFW in regard to real estate. We got some I can't believe it, but that's still possible type stories to tell. And we're also going to take your questions. 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. Maybe you want to know, what does a Donald Trump presidency look like for your house value or for buying or selling or investing? Maybe you want to know if this is the right time because of mortgage rates. Maybe you want to know how to remodel your kitchen or if you should add on or convert the garage. We'll talk about all of those things. You just let us know what you want to talk about, what your questions are, what areas you're interested in. 214-310-0008. Maybe you are thinking, now that we have rolled over into a new year, that you are wanting to buy or sell or invest in real estate this spring or summer. And I would tell you, if you're thinking about selling a home in a neighborhood that you're excited about, or if you're thinking about selling a home on some land, 1 to 5 acres, we have limited capacity for our unique guarantee in our 7-step proprietary marketing program. We've got about 18 spots for folks looking to do the neighborhood thing, and we've got about 18 spots for folks looking to do the homes on land thing. And you can let us know now, and you can, you know, occupy one of those spots for spring and summertime. You don't have to wait till spring and summer, but if that's the right time for you, while the kids are out of school or whatever the case is, let us know now before that list fills up. 214-310-0008, or you can always just go online to toddtremontiteam.com. Now, if you're thinking about buying, David, anybody thinking about buying lately?
Oh, plenty of buyers out there. They're ready.
They're ready. More ready this year than last year, I'll tell you that much. If you're thinking about buying, we also have limited capacity there. But if you want to get on the list of a guy like David Goss right here, you're going to want to let him know early as well. And you can do that same way. 214-310-0008, or just go to the website, toddtremontiteam.com. This first segment, Ian, anything special going on there?
Yeah, of course.
First segment is
brought to you by Patrick Gleros with his incredible team. And you need to reach out to Patrick, whether you are thinking about getting a mortgage, refinancing, doing a little home equity maybe.
Maybe.
Patrick is who you should reach out to. NMLS number is 308804. And you can reach out to Patrick. Go to patrickgleros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickgleros.com. You can start your application right there on his website.
Now, I hate to do this because anytime I say great question or nailed it, we have to spend 2 minutes because, you know, Ian appreciates the positive feedback. But right. I noticed, David, that when he did the NMLS number, you were impressed.
Yeah, I don't know how he knows that.
He don't even have the sheet in front of me.
He's only done it 20,000 times.
But okay.
David leaned into the little cheat sheet.
I did.
Of course, someone of Ian's caliber doesn't need a cheat
no.
sheet. David leaned in to confirm that your number was correct, and of course it was.
Got it right.
And then I heard his thoughts. He said to himself, how is he so smooth? That's
what he said. That's radio what he said. Smooth.
Natural.
Listen, Patrick Gleros, also smooth. Anytime anything mortgage related happens, I just call him. I just go to his website. I'm not exaggerating in any way. That's why we have him on the show. He's been supporting us since day one. PatrickGleros.com. That's what I do. That's what you should do. Okay, David.
Sir.
Right now in the world of real estate, there's a mixed bag of emotions and feelings and thinking. Some people are thinking, you know, it's gangbusters. It's time to go, go, go. Others are like, nothing has changed. And then a whole bunch of people are in the middle going, I don't really know what's going on. I'm hearing mixed messages. I feel like it's a better time to buy, but rates haven't moved that much. I feel like there's a few more homes on the market, but is that a bad thing? Maybe I should wait till spring or summer. I don't know what to do. And in their indecision, they're just sitting and waiting.
Yes.
I think if people knew what was really possible in this market, and honestly, with an expert like you, what's possible in any market, because we can customize the strategy, they might be a little bit more likely to go pursue their dream. Not our goals, their dream.
Yep.
So I want to remind you of a story, and I'd love for you to help tell our friends, family, neighbors here what is possible. McKinney, I'm thinking Cody and Miranda.
Okay.
And I'm thinking terrible buy-sell situation turned into an incredible sell-buy situation. You know what I'm talking about here?
Yes.
All right. So I'll tease it, and then you tell the story.
Sure.
In short, they wanted to sell their house, and they wanted to buy a new house. They found a new house that they liked, and they got it under contract with,
right.
with another group, another agent. And then they tried to sell their house.
Couldn't sell their house.
Then their house didn't sell.
Right.
Therefore, they didn't end up being able to get the house they wanted. So double the excitement, double the gut punch.
Yes.
Then what happened?
Then they reached out to Jeremy Payne on our team, mm-hmm. and he's one of our marketing specialists, and said, yes, let's meet and talk. And he turned their can't sell house, didn't sell house into a incredible sale, listed at what, 5,000 over, I think?
Yeah. So when
they had it.
When someone says to us, you know, they call Touch Money Home Selling Team, they're like, hey, I've heard about you guys, or I know you. I think these people knew Jeremy through a friend or whatever. And they say, I already tried to sell my house once, so mm-hmm. I know I'm hosed. What can you do? And then someone like Jeremy says, well, actually, I think we should raise the price. That yes. is when people are like, wait, what?
Yes.
Are you crazy? We know, yes. like, we already tried and it didn't work.
Yes.
So we obviously need to be more desperate and lower the price. And Jeremy's going, no, we just need a better marketing program, a better team, a better support system. Let's raise the price and see what we can do. And by the way, sorry that you missed out on that new house, but let me get you connected with the man, the myth, the legend.
Yes.
The football all pro, the all world, David Goss. And then we'll see what we can do on the buy side.
Yes.
So on the buy side, you guys go find what?
We did. We found an incredible house. It had been under contract, and we were able
hold
to.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You found it. You tried to get it under contract, is that right? But it was already under contract.
Right.
Now tell me about it. Compared to the house they were in, it was what?
Oh, much bigger, newer, everything they ever wanted. Great backyard.
So we're talking
the whole thing.
Again, they've gotten their heart's desires checked. You know, they're falling in love again with this house. Okay.
Yep.
But they make an offer and find out that, I don't know, did you make an offer? They find out it's under contract.
It was under contract. Yeah.
Not when you started looking, but before you were able to get to it, someone else got it. So these people at this point, if you're me, are raging mad.
Yeah.
Right? I've tried to buy two houses, swing and a miss on both.
Yes.
I tried to sell my house. That didn't work. And then all of a sudden, turns out Jeremy can sell their house and does sell their house for more than they were even asking before.
Right.
But they're still hosed on this house, that second house they've fallen in love with. It's under contract with somebody else. Or does David do something else?
A little magic. No, we just, you know, I stayed in touch with that agent and kept hounding him every day and said, hey, we are ready. We are qualified. We are ready to jump in here. And sure enough, it terminated. For some reason.
So that deal falls apart.
Yeah.
And Mr. David Goss gets the first call because he's been all over him, which, by the way, that agent maybe didn't love. And then all of a sudden, that agent's deal falls apart. And guess what? They do love David Goss.
Yes.
And David's client ends up massively winning.
Yes.
So ultimately, they end up selling the house for more than they would have.
Right.
And getting a house that they thought was never gettable, which was better than all their previous options.
That's it.
So at the end of the day, Cody and Miranda end up with their house sold for more money, in a better house than they ever thought they were going to be able to get, or that they've thought at least once or twice that they were not going to be able to get.
That's it.
And that's what we do at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team.
That's
the difference in using any agent or no agent or the cheapest agent or an agent that just happens to have a sign in the area. You get, on the Jeremy side, on the selling side, someone that says, wait, I think I can get you even more. although I could have convinced you to go less because you already had this bad experience, I want to do what's actually best for you.
Right.
And then on the buy side, you get an ungettable house from everybody else's perspective, right, already under contract with somebody else. But instead of the typical process of, oh, well, let's just move on, you get David, who's willing to turn over every stone and persist and actually communicate and follow up, and you get a family that ends up winning big on the sell side and winning big on the buy side.
They did.
Which is not normal.
No. It was a win-win financially for them for sure, both sale and the buy.
Yep.
And that also helps when you've got the Austin College Kangaroos Hall of Honor Class of 2005.
Wow. Kicker.
2005.
Wow. Class of
been in a while. I've been in. No, my that's when I was
that's
inducted,
when inducted.
Okay. To the Hall of Fame.
I wasn't trying to expose you as older than 31.
So, class of 89 inducted
yeah.
in 2005.
It took him a while.
It took
me
that long to yeah. to be able to get the bust
yeah,
just right, right. You know, to induct him. But this is a J.J. Pierce legend. This is an Austin Cup. This guy's been just legendarily tromping through difficulties in DFW for at least 10 years. Maybe,
kicking
yeah. maybe,
50 yarders when that was just a thing of imagination.
Maybe, maybe 50-something years.
Off of grass, not even turf. Never even played on turf.
Delighting fans and clients for 5-plus decades.
Right.
No, we're joking a little bit, but that is the difference in, like, I had an agent and they did fine and I appreciated them. And I had two agents working each side separately as a specialist, mm-hmm. absolutely dominating with world-class expertise. Mm-hmm. That we're kind of making light of it, but you fail to sell your house and then you get a great agent that raises the price and gets it, not normal. You miss out on a new build, then you miss out on a second favorite home, and then someone actually expertly navigates getting you that better second home, even though it was under contract, legally, ethically, and appropriately at a fair deal. That's not normal. That requires world-class expertise and agents that understand more than be nice, work out the paperwork, and get to the finish line. So if you're looking for that kind of expertise with someone like David Goss, let us know. We'll get you connected with David directly. You can call the office and say, I want to work with David Goss. I want to work with Jeremy Payne. I want to work with the perfect expert on the Tatramani home selling team to get me my desired outcome. I want customization. I do not want one size fits all. I don't want good enough. I want world class. Go to TatramaniTeam.com or you can call 214-310-0008 or you can text 214-310-0008. Now, Ian, if somebody wanted to hear other stories like that or read other stories like that, where might they go to see, you know, maybe 700 plus of those?
I mean, maybe, just maybe, they could go to something called the Google.
The Google.
The Googler.
Yeah, the Googler. And Googler. They could look up and they could see like well over 700 reviews that yeah. we've got.
Almost 800. Over 770-something five-star reviews. David, where's the Google? Is it on the line?
On the line.
On the
Google
line.
On the line.
David yes. loves to refer to things that are
hey,
on
back
the
to
line.
2025. I've written a couple of checks this first couple of weeks, and it's hard to write 25.
We talked about it on the radio show yeah. last week.
Checks.
I had a couple of months.
Hey.
Two a month.
He's on the line. He's hip
just
to the
please
jive.
Please tell me you're not doing this at the grocery store.
He's modern.
The grocery
you're
store.
You're not that
no.
guy.
Yeah.
To okay. be clear, we talked about this on the show last week.
Oh, you did?
Back when I wrote more checks, oh. that was the hardest adjustment.
Yeah, the first
is
week.
You'd be like, oh, shoot, I've got to change that and initial it. I wrote 2024.
Yeah.
It is 2025. And David Goss and Jeremy Payne and the Tatramani home selling team are still creating world-class outcomes like this. Not normal, but totally possible. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or both, especially both, this market actually is really advantageous for you. Give us a call, 214-310-0008 or online at toddtramaniteam.com. And if you don't remember any of that, just Google Todd Tramani, spell it the best way you know how, you'll find us. There are tens of thousands of places online that you can find us. You can call, text, email, fill out a form, click a button, whatever's easiest for you. We'll be ready when you're ready. We're actually celebrating 20 years this year as a team, and we'll be here for another 20. So when you're ready, we'll be ready. No pressure. Grab a free strategy session right now, 30 to 90 minutes of one of our world-class experts like David, and he'll probably even buy you a cup of coffee. David, if somebody wants to talk to you about their real estate goals, would you buy them a beverage?
Absolutely. Mate, latte, whatever.
Yeah, mocha chocolata, yaya.
No, I'm in.
Or a Topo Chico.
Let's meet.
Or even a cold, frosty beverage of your choice. Okay. Sure. Just let us know, folks. Just text the word strategy to 214-310-0008. We'll set you up for a strategy session. If David's the right fit, it'll be David. If you request David, you'll get David. But maybe you want Grady or Gibson or Mari or one of our other phenomenal world-class team members. 214-310-0008 or
DutchReminderTeam.com.
You should also reach out to DP, DP Lambert. If you are needing to check out your home insurance, your auto insurance, DP and his whole crew can make sure that you are going to get the best coverage at the best price across both of those, the home insurance, the auto insurance side of things. Reach out to DP, DP.Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, DP.Lambert@goosehead.com. As always, you can go to TodTremontiTeam.com. You can click on the radio tab where you can find all of our recommended pros and vendors.
David, if one of your clients said to you, I want to buy, but I need to sell, and I have no idea what my house is worth, what would you tell them they should do to find out what their house is worth?
Call us. We'll help you. We'll give you a free evaluation of what your house is worth.
Do we do like a standard comps, or what are we doing?
Oh, no. We do a lot more than that, for
sure. We do deep dive property evaluation. No, we do a basic, and then we're looking at lots of other factors, right?
Yeah.
Now, if someone wasn't quite ready for that, if they were like, I don't need all the custom stuff, could they maybe go to our website?
They could. They could go to valuethishouse.com.
They could go straight to valuethishouse.com, or they could go to TodTremontiTeam.com, where in under 60 seconds, you could find out.
Careful. Are you sure?
Oh, you want to test it?
I think we should.
Right. Test it.
We may later in the show, we may test this. We may, you know what we'll do? Hot take. We'll see. We'll check in the break, see if she's okay with this. Later in the show, we'll have Courtney just straight up check the value of her home, and Ian will time it. Okay, and we'll see if I'm full of bull. It's going to end up. Watch, Dave. It's going to be like 62 seconds. She's going to be slow on the thumbs, and I'm going to be made into a liar. In 60 seconds,
I would ever root for that. Right?
Moderate.
You know that.
If you are
I'm rooting for less than 60.
If you are a moderate or better technology user, 60 seconds or less. Otherwise, maybe 65 seconds. You could find out what your home would sell for right now. You could find out your home equity. And then later, you can track it. It'll just automatically update you, track your home equity. By the way, you could also request a cash offer. You hear all these ads of people telling you, don't go through the terrible burden of showing your home, because that's back-breaking labor. Just sell it to us, as if there's not a motive there to, you know, buy your house for 40 grand less so you don't have to show it. I think it's worth 40 grand to show your house a couple times. But if you want a cash offer, we'll do that for you as well. Normally, we just tell you we could get you way more money marketing and selling your home and helping you buy traditionally, not traditionally, but like under our model. But if you just want a quick offer, we'll do that for you. Go to TodTremontiTeam.com, click that sellers tab, and we can get you what your house is worth, what it would sell for, what your equity is, and a cash offer if you're into that sort of thing. So that's what we got going on there, TodTremontiTeam.com. But David, pop quiz, let's just say I've owned my house in DFW for 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Is it worth more or less than when I bought it, most likely?
Most likely it's worth more, Todd.
But wait, everybody said the last couple of years the market was kind of wonky. So doesn't that, like, the market hasn't been great. That doesn't mean I've lost a lot of equity?
No, not at all.
It doesn't. That's weird.
Yeah. Prices are still going up a little bit.
So I like the way you said that. Prices are still going up a little bit. For a while, they were going up a lot of freaking bit, right? They were just crazy racing up, like uncontrollably.
Yes.
And then for a while, they were going up nicely. And then for a little while, some areas might have had an annual dip of 1% or 2%. Mm-hmm. But that was sandwiched in between years of 12% and probably last year, 3, 4, 5% in some areas.
Sounds right.
And so this year, we're expecting probably a little bit more appreciation than last year. Again, in some pockets, a ton more. Mm-hmm. And maybe there is a pocket where they're putting in a landfill and maybe there's a little dip.
Yeah.
But the reality is you're probably sitting on more equity than you think. Some people are a little naive about that, but a lot of people are underestimating the value of their home. Mm-hmm. And in a year like this, what they might be able to trade that for, meaning sell and get into a new home, potentially be in a much better situation for a very reasonable financial overall cost or investment. So if you're thinking about that this year, give us a call. 214-310-0008. We'll get you a deep dive valuation of what your house is worth. We'll have one of our marketing specialists, John or Jeremy, help you get that sold. And then we'll find the right agent on our team, David. If it's not David, we'll get you connected with one of the others for the area you're looking and the type of property you're looking and the type of investment you're looking. David, if somebody wanted to buy a house to flip it, could you help them?
Absolutely. Yes.
What makes you able to help somebody flip a house?
Well, actually, my wife and I have done a few of those the last few years. Yeah. So we know what's going on and who to connect you with and how to find the right property and value it and the whole thing.
All that good stuff. So yeah, that's what we do here at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. Different team members specialize in different things. Collectively, we generally specialize in neighborhoods you want to be in and homes on, let's just say, 1 to 5 acres, homes on land, big backyards. If those are things you're excited about, there's no logical reason you wouldn't call us and tap into those resources. Mm-hmm. We'll set you up with a free strategy session. What do you charge for a free strategy session?
Today, they're free.
Still free. The free strategy session still free. How long do most of yours go?
Man, mine lasts 45 minutes to an hour.
I say 30 max. To 90 minutes, but most of them are 45 to an hour.
Okay. Cup of coffee and figure the whole thing out and on we go.
And sometimes they're ready to buy, right?
Yes.
And sometimes they're not, right?
Mm-hmm. I had one last week and he's not ready to buy until May, June. I was like, great.
Yeah, so you're doing what for him between now and May?
Yeah, well, we set him up on a property search. He's not going to move here. He's moving here from Colorado in May, and he'll be ready to buy. And so I've got him on a property search.
Yep.
And I call him every week and check in.
Probably connect him with a lender.
Yep.
Help show him some stuff. I know you're not ready, but here's kind of what's available. Yep. Hey, do you have any questions about this area or a school district or how long would that commute be, right? So that when the time is ready, he'll be confident and calm and not in any way, you know, like pressured to do something crazy.
He sent me a map the other day. Here's where I want to look. And he literally circled my neighborhood. He circled Richardson. Yeah. And I was like, I got you.
So David was, in fact, the right guy.
I ain't even know that idea. I laugh.
Yeah. Well, I have 50 plus years of knowledge about this. I've talked to literally every neighbor on my bike rides. Listen, folks, if you're thinking at all about getting that done, buying or selling, you got to reach out. 214-310-0008 or toddtremontiteam.com. Courtney, let's just do this publicly. Would you be willing, when we come back in the second half of the show, we're going to find out, you don't have to share the number, but let's find out if you can get your property value in 60 seconds.
I mean, you know I'm ready to go.
Listen, always game to publicly disclose more than you probably
Absolutely.
Should. We appreciate full price Courtney, full share.
I trust everyone.
Full share Courtney. So we'll do that when we come back in the second half of the show. You'll get a little news, traffic, and weather, and then we'll talk a little bit about the McKinney Airport. I don't know. Is that going to have any impact on the region? Yes. Yes, it is. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about expansion. Talk a little bit more about homes on land. We'll talk about some winter strategies, and we'll talk about anything else that you would like to discuss when it comes to your home, whether you're buying, selling, thinking about protesting your property taxes, or simply enjoying your home more in 2025. If you or a friend needs or wants any help with any of that, whether we're getting paid for it or not, we are committed to use our God-given gifts and ability to add value in your life. You just let us know how we can help. 214-310-0008. You should just save that in your phone. Text us or call us for any real estate needs. 214-310-0008. And by the way, David, don't ever, ever forget.
Find out what your home would sell for right now in under a minute at ToddTremontiTeam.com.
New terminal at the McKinney Airport, folks. I don't know if you've heard about it. You probably have, but if you haven't, what's the residential real estate impact of that? I'd say, wait for it, a lot. I'd say a lot of impact. It's already having a lot of impact. We're going to talk about that as we get into it here in the second half of the show. By the way, if you missed the first half, Courtney is about to tell you where you could go find it and where you could find all sorts of other glorious stuff. Courtney, if someone was like, shoot, I missed the first half of DFW Real Estate Weekly and I really would like to hear that. I heard David Goss was on. I heard Ian was funny a little bit, not a lot funny, but a little funny.
No, it wasn't his best segment.
Yeah, he was like, all right, where could I go find that?
The YouTubers.
Okay.
And our podcast, DFW Real Estate Weekly, wherever you listen to podcasts.
What if I listen on Apple?
There it is.
What about Spotify?
There it is.
Okay, maybe what about Amazon?
There it is.
God, it's everywhere.
Which YouTubers?
DFW Real Estate Weekly. You can Google Todd Tremonti. We've got three video channels. So Big Backyards.
We're here for you, folks.
We're trying to help you be the best homeowner, buyer, seller Anything, any needs you might have.
That's right. If you like neighborhoods, we do too. You like homes on land? We love we do those too. Also. So let's be friends.
Okay. Wait, could that be like our tagline or jingle? We do too.
We do.
No.
Probably shouldn't be. No. I'm gonna go to Ian on this one. Stand by.
And now this.
There's something about it.
Ian says no.
There's something about it.
He was a part-time final marketing decision maker, and he nailed it. I think he did great. We're going to look for more at-bats for him. Okay, folks, if you think in any way that McKinney's growth and McKinney's terminal growth would have an impact on you, stay tuned. We're going to get really into that here in a minute. But before we do that, we made promises, people.
We did.
We made promises about what we're going to talk about in the second half of the show. And we are, as soon as we tell you which incredible business owner is helping us make this show possible.
This segment is going to be brought to you by Patrick Galeros and his incredible team. You need to reach out to Patrick if you're thinking about getting a mortgage, if you are thinking about maybe getting a refi, maybe you want to do a little home equity, you've got some things that needs to be done around the house, reach out to Patrick. Just go to patrickgaleros.com. You can start an application directly on his website. You can contact him through there as well, patrickgaleros.com, NMLS number 308804. Reach out to Patrick, Patrick Galeros, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickgaleros.com, or if you forget any of that, head over to toddtremoneyteam.com, click on the radio tab, and you can find all of our recommended pros and vendors.
Hot tip, now more than ever, Patrick is rolling out more and more options, not only for mortgage or those home equity lines, other types of banking and lending. I'm pretty excited about some of the stuff they're rolling out and looking forward to taking advantage of it myself. So make sure you go to patrickgaleros.com, just like Ian said. Just like he said. Nailed it. Okay, Courtney.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yes. It's time.
Okay.
Don't cheat. Do it on your phone. I'm going to say do it on your phone because that's how a lot of people are going
to
do it.
However you like. But what I need you to do, Ian's going to start the clock as soon as I finish the instructions. Right. What I need you to do is just go to toddtremonteteam.com.
Wait.
I can't go now.
No. Nope.
You're going to go to toddtremonteteam.com, and then on the homepage, go to the place that looks the most obvious to get your home valued. On your mark, get ready, go. Okay. All right, folks. As, by the way, David is doing this too.
Tremonti.
As you go to toddtremonteteam.com and click the
home
button.
Home valuation.
There it is. Pretty
there
obvious.
It is.
We're going to find out how long it takes to find out what your house is worth.
Okay, here we go.
Right now.
Okay, home value.
David, you're already finished. So, how long did it take you to get your property value?
Not even 45 seconds.
David,
we're at 26 right now.
Okay, he started a little early. Okay. He said not even 45, 40-something seconds. And then, let's be honest with everyone. David,
I got it!
David, how long was that, Ian?
Wow.
36 seconds.
36 Woo-hoo! Seconds.
No. Honestly, I love my value too. Okay. I don't want to
brag. Hot take.
Guys, it's double what I bought it for.
Amen, sister. Amen. Now, how long ago did you buy it?
20. Okay, Louis was born in 2017.
Good. Now we've shared kids' names and ages and all sorts of information. So that is...
What was the address?
8 years. Don't do
don't
it.
Don't make me do that.
Don't. Please don't. I'll edit it out, and I don't even edit. In 8 years, you've more than doubled. Now, that's because you live in a wonderful area and you have an awesome house. But
I don't want to brag.
But reality is most people in DFW over that eight-year span are probably in a similar spot where the rate of appreciation through a lot of those years was so good that it's, I'm not going to say you didn't earn it. I mean, you bought the house and you've done a good job with it, but that's part of living in DFW. One of the things we're constantly cautioning people on is if you're a buyer and you keep waiting, that's working against you. So David could speak to how many people have kind of foolishly thinking they were being wise, just waited for a better price and it just has never come and may never come. I don't think it will come in any sustained period of time in anyone my age or younger's lifetime. And I'm in my mid-40s, so I wouldn't
this
do that.
This is amazing.
Okay, so what else are you finding, Courtney? You got an automated valuation. Now, it's a good automated valuation. It's based on data that we believe is trustworthy, but it can be off because occasionally you get a weird automated data point in there. So
more than his estimate, too.
David just did his, and I was sitting by him, and I noticed that he was like, all right, he knows the market very well because he's an agent. He's like, that's a little low. He saw a little button that said basically request a custom valuation. And he's able to go in and then if maybe some of the data is not quite right, maybe you've added on and the automated data doesn't know that, you can update that. And then you can request a custom valuation from our team, which will kind of trigger either a phone call or an email where a team member of ours, like David or Jeremy or John or Mari or Gibson or Grady or Mark or someone like that, will then say, hey, let me get a little bit deeper level info. Do you remodel the kitchen? Have you updated the roof? Whatever. And then they will spend an hour or two doing a deep custom valuation, and then they can help you put together a strategy. But in under 40-something seconds, you found out what it's worth and what else? What other kind
other,
of...
like trends, other homes in my area that like
yep.
have sold recently
yep.
And what they were valued at. It gives details about my home.
It gives you an equity number. And that's usually right, but that could be wrong too if some of your data is not public. So you could go in and update that and then track your equity month by month as values change. You could find out how to get a cash offer.
Should
like
I
said.
Move?
No. No.
Absolutely.
That not. Equity for you is like it's a massive growth savings investment that where you are should never in your lifetime fail you. Now, there's a lot of people, especially on social media, that would tell you, suck all that equity out and go buy another one and let that one grow with you too.
I got a life to live. I have a community.
Listen, well, they would say stay there, but refinance all your equity out and go buy something else and let both of them grow. And on a spreadsheet, the math of that looks great. But the sleep really well at night.
Yeah, let's talk about my mental health.
Yeah, that's where the people that would say the spreadsheet is not wrong, I would say, I'm not going to argue with on that.
Yeah.
And some people would say, Dave Ramsey's so lame, he's so conservative. And I would say, here's the difference. The spreadsheet may not be wrong, but the spreadsheet doesn't measure what you just said. The heartache, the stress, the fear, the anxiety. The Dave Ramsey approach is talking more about financial peace. So let's do both. Peace. Let's do both. Let's value the peace and the growth. But the answer to your question for right now is nope. Enjoy your wonderful home that's great for your family, that's in the middle of your community, that's also building great wealth for you, which is awesome. So the real question here, folks, if you're listening, is do you know what your house is worth? Do you have an honest assessment of your value that you feel confident is valuable? And if not, do you have 42 seconds available? Because David said less than 45. Courtney, was it 42?
36.
36, sorry. 36 to 40-something is our range today. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, ToddTremontiTeam.com, and there's a button, a little box that just says home valuation. So just do that. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. What?
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
Yeah, that's right. And then click the home valuation button on your mobile or your desktop or your laptop or your tablet or whatever. It'll be there. ToddTremontiTeam.com. Click home valuation and get all that great information not only once, but then you can get a once a month update by email. And if you don't want it anymore, just let us know, hey, I don't need that anymore. We're not trying to bother you. We're just trying to help you. And then, of course, when the time comes to buy or sell, we would love to earn your trust and offer value. And the way we do that is we use the unique gifts and abilities that God gave us. And we feel that this is what we're supposed to do with our lives. And we give you every single tool, resource, bit of experience, and shared team value that we can to help you be one of those success stories that we talked about in the first half of the show, that David and Jeremy and John and Mari and Gibson and Grady and Mark and our whole staff, Courtney and Ian and my wife and me and everybody, are working really hard every single day to be the best world-class industry leaders and bringing value and life improvement just anywhere around your real estate to our friends and our families, our clients and our neighbors, and all that starts and stops online at ToddTremontiTeam.com. What else? What else is on our mind today, folks?
Airports.
Okay. Listen, folks. McKinney, Texas is an absolute gem. And I love McKinney. I remember in the early days of living in Dallas-Fort Worth, I grew up in Houston. I went to college at Baylor and Waco. I made my way up here 20 years ago. But in the early days of living here, I drove around McKinney one day just like as an exploration, and I was like, this place is incredible. Golf courses, good restaurants, like new, really pretty, fresh, clean areas, and then some super charming, older, smaller, unique lot size shops and restaurants type areas, and then master plan communities, and then you can access it from north, south on 75 Central, and you can go east, west on, you know, multiple different ways. Like, I have always thought of McKinney as like a really well done, really well planned, awesome place to live. And then I would say like 98, 99 out of 100 people I talk to that live in McKinney love it. And they're like, we're never leaving. We love McKinney. So first and foremost, McKinney, Texas is an awesome place to live and work and play. And there's more people that work there than you'd think. There's a couple of really nice office buildings and campuses, but they're built in a way that they're actually like pretty and they blend into the landscape. And there's some elevation change there. Anyway, it's wonderful.
Can I give you another bonus?
Yeah.
From downtown McKinney, you're only 15 minutes away from Bucky's.
Ooh, wow. Chopped beef sandwiches, lots of snacks,
jalapeno,
jerky,
cheddar sausage,
392 types of beverages. Okay. You're also not very far from like Farmersville. So you can get the big city stuff, the sports, the hospitals, the airports, and the country and the feed store and the little bitty burger joints and all that stuff. So it's positioned in that north northeast quadrant of Dallas, far northeast of DFW altogether. And still very much in town, but on the beginnings of the edge and out of town. So I love it. Now, what's going on with this airport? The McKinney Airport, if you're from a huge city, is in your mind probably one of those little tiny regional airports. If you're from a small town, it's a nice size airport. There's a lot more activity in and out of there than you would think. Historically, not a lot of like commuter commercial airline, you know, I'm not usually leaving the out of the McKinney Airport to fly to Chicago. But there's a lot of private air flight, a lot of sort of commercial industrial, you know, business type flight, and more of that type of air travel coming in there. So with a new terminal, we're looking at least a $72 million expansion. Now, McKinney and the municipalities around there have sort of been wrestling with how to fund that and what it's going to do and where. But the airport has bought more land. It's quite obvious that that will continue to expand.
280 acres.
The value of that land and surrounding land is going nowhere but up and up fast. The properties out there that used to be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 acre chunks are now becoming 1 and 2 acre home sites and 5 and 6 acre office warehouse. Like the businesses that thrive and work with the airport and need the airport are popping up all around it. It's still absolutely beautiful out there. Whoa, hey, Lil Jon loved that. But it's also commercializing in a way that, you know, it's becoming more like a normal airport. When you drive up to an airport and you see all the warehouses and all the freights and all freight businesses and all the trucking, that's happening. I mean, it's been there in McKinney, but it's happening at significant scale and rapid growth. So if you live in the McKinney area, this is good for you in the sense that industry is growing. Resources are growing. It's easier to access through air travel and freight. It's also easier for you personally to, you know, ship and send things. If not, we're starting to think there will be a little bit more commercial travel out of there eventually. Definitely private planes, small charters, but we're starting to think that this terminal and future terminals may be bringing in larger airlines for some more commercial air travel.
So I have a little bit of confusion. So maybe you can clear this up. Or maybe you can make it more confusing. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll try both.
So they're talking about a 45,000 square foot passenger terminal with 3 initial gates, parking, taxiway, runway, all this other stuff. It specifically says that its aim is to establish commercial flight services.
Right.
But then later on in this article I'm reading, it says the terminal, once operational, is expected to serve approximately 200,000 passengers in the first year.
Yep. So that's all speculative, right? That's their goal.
I'm just curious how that factors in with it being commercial.
Yeah, so commercial flights are thought of as like, I bought a flight on an airline, right? So not industrial, not business type of commercial, but commercial meaning like I paid for a professional airline to fly me, not private. Private would be I own a plane or I chartered a small plane or I'm using one of these like regional Houston, Austin, Dallas charters.
So they're not saying like FedEx flights are going to come in. They're saying it's actual airlines.
Right.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is logically and based on what we've seen with airports like Alliance to the Northwest or even like the development of Love Field and things, I believe they're going to grow in both. What they're trying to do with this, they don't have all the funds in place yet. What they're saying is we want to put in this terminal with 3 gates so that more people will travel out of McKinney instead of driving down to left field or over to DFW airport. Or
yeah, they're saying 3 to 5 daily flights, maybe increasing to 7 to 10 over time.
Right. And again, all this is speculative. It's right. sort of like if we build it, they will come, we hope.
Because this is by the end of next year, maybe.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All maybe, probably. And I think it's going to happen. I think it may be delayed a little bit just based on funding.
Funding is
And there are key. Some people that are like, we don't want that here. We want to be cool, charming McKinney, and we'll just drive to the airport. But I think it's coming. I think it's coming no matter what. It's very well positioned regionally. If you're going, if you live on the east side, if you live northeast, like McKinney, Frisco, Princeton, Wiley, Saxey, Murphy, Richardson, Allen, you're either driving a good bit south to Love Field or a good bit west to DFW. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's how big cities work. But if someone said to me, for the same price or a little bit more, or if I'm only flying one state over or whatever, you know, I could just go right over here and get on a nice, quiet, easy to get into the airport and out. I think that's going to be really compelling. I think that area is growing like crazy. I don't think I know. We all know that area is growing like crazy and it should continue to grow. That I think this is going to work and it's going to end up being, you know, a pretty functional, high demand airport. Now, there are some that think that's not as likely. So anyway, McKinney's this incredible place, and now they're starting to really step their game up with things that a lot of small and mid-sized towns don't have, like an airport. They already have the airport, but more passenger flights at the airport. So I'm excited to see where this goes. If I live in McKinney, I expect this to be a real positive. Will there be some frustrations about development and things? Maybe. But I look at this as huge. Someone thinking about making a move to McKinney, I view this as a big positive. Someone thinking about bringing a business to the region is very seriously looking at McKinney and the resources that an expanding airport will bring. So listen, folks, we already liked McKinney, Texas, but the more and more we hear about this, the more and more we like McKinney, Texas. You got to check it out. Now, if I'm a Homes on Land person, okay, and I'm thinking I want to get every ounce of glory out of my home, first and foremost, I need to know about goodgaragefloors.com, right? Because, A, I want my garage floors dialed in, because if I've got land, I'm probably tracking more mud or water or ice, you know, into the garage as I'm just in and out with tools and cars and vehicles and all that kind of stuff. I also want to take advantage of my big backyard and the land and the space I have. I might want more patio space, more outdoor grilling space. I might have a pool. I'm thinking pool decks. I'm also thinking sport court, basketball, volleyball, pickleball, roller skating, you know, whatever. And Good Garage Floors does all of that. Of course, your garage floors, but also your solid concrete and solid stone surfaces that need traction. They need sealing. They need grout work. They need a better look. They need to be installed. Go to goodgaragefloors.com. Tell them Todd Tremonti sent you. I think we need to double check on this, that they are still offering that end of year discount to our friends, our clients, and our neighbors. Go to goodgaragefloors.com. But we're in winter now. So you're thinking about the glorious big backyard. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 acres. You get to play. You get your privacy. You get your shop and all that.
Did you play in the snow the other day?
You bet your bippy. I don't know what a bippy is, but you can
snow days in Texas.
Delightful.
I will say I was on Zoom with most of you for the majority of one of those days, but I was looking out the window. Yeah. The kids tried the cookie sheet sleds. Ooh. They tried to tow each other around behind the go-kart. They used the pickleball court as basically an ice rink. My son is a pretty good baseball pitcher, and he was tattooing people with snowballs. I had to run outside and be like, dude, you cannot throw a snowball that hard. But it was like wet snow, so it was good snowball snow, right? They built a really pathetic snowman. But yes, we used the heck out of our big backyard on the snow day for sure.
Yeah. Well, so I guess I was wondering, best practices to prepare my land for snow? Are there things I need to consider? Like having a home on land, like you got to manage weather.
Yeah, I would dampen the manage. Like, it's not this huge burden. I think having a big backyard is an absolute blessing. Yeah, there's some stuff you can do to enjoy it more. Like, we did a video, you can check it out on the YouTube channel, like how to prepare your big backyard for winter. And one of the things I'm always so glad we do, and if I don't do it, I'm always mad at myself, is like we put down winter ryegrass.
Yeah.
So in the late summer when it's cooling off, but it's still warm enough at night for those seeds to grow, we throw down winter rye. So here in North Texas, basically annual winter rye is your best bet. You could do perennial, meaning it comes back every year, but it's not going to come back most years. That annual winter rye, for under $100, you could cover an acre, acre and a half, and then it just depends on how much land you have. And you're going to have that really bright green, pretty beautiful, thinner but taller grass. And so in my yard, I know every winter we get these muddy areas that hold water because we get more water. So that's where my priority is, to have this winter rye in those areas so the kids aren't bringing mud all in the house. So that's one of them. You know, clean out your fire pit. We've been using the heck out of the fire pit. Annual tradition, burn all the Christmas boxes and wrapping paper. Nice. Always a blast. If you do the real tree, nothing burns more dangerously and gloriously than a dried out Christmas tree. We do bonfires and s'mores and dinner on a stick and all sorts of things this time of year. I cook outside more because it's not ragingly hot. I'd rather have a giant jacket on and be at the smoker or the grill or the griddle than sweating my face off. So those are some of the things we're doing to enjoy the big backyard this time of year. And you should too. If you're not enjoying your yard in that way, take some of those as a tip, even though it's cold. Let's get a fire going out there. Let's gather around it with friends, family. Let's cook something. Let's enjoy a treat. Or let's just stare at nature's television, a glorious fire. But also, get away from the mud. Other thing we talked about as we prepped was get your lighting right, because it gets dark so much earlier. So glad we did that. Girls had some friends over. They were out there playing volleyball after dark the other night, and I was just sitting there going, I'm so glad. It's a simple, cheap light. I'm so glad we took the time to set that up above the basketball court so it's high enough to light up that whole deal. So enjoy your land, even in winter, with a couple of quick tips, and just be experimental. Enjoy it all. Folks, if you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, whether that's in a neighborhood or on some land, we are committed to adding value in your life. Maybe it makes sense for us to work together. Maybe it doesn't. But start with the phone call, 214-310-0008, or check us out online. We're going to add some value in your life, and then we'll decide if now's the time or we're the right fit and all those things later. But start that conversation now, 214-310-0008, or
ToddTremontyTeam.com.
And make sure you do not forget,
Google Todd Tremonti and check out over 700 five-star reviews.